everything at the forest park. A great way to ensure you get the best out of a trip to this beautiful part of the country is to hop aboard a small group tour. A road runs along one side of the loch which will take you some good swimming spots, but I had a different route in mind. A short sharp descent brings you back onto the path you headed out on. Absolutely, there is a waymark trail that you can follow over to where our course is. All you need to do is enter Family 15 at checkout. An added element are metal mirror finish sculptures nestling within the woodland that reflect light and landscape back at you in human form. And if you don't catch one, you'll be impressed by the ospreys as they easily catch their prey. Are you the owner? As well as enjoying your time on land, you can also get on the water. As well as reading our description of each walking route, you can read about the experiences of other users on this walk. As you journey through the tunnel, you'll see a fascinating array of tropical species, including sharks, tropical fish, and stingrays. As you pass the co-op, the road branches right up a hill. At the bottom of the canyon, you can simply stand on the red rocks and admire the beauty of the canyon and its moss-covered red rock walls, or you can kick off your shoes and join the others wading in the shallow water up and down the canyon. At the top you can see all the peaks and valleys around, and it made for a pleasant spot to have our packed lunch. Audiovisual exhibits introduce you to the forest park with displays, exhibitions, resident craftsmen, cafeteria, wheelchair access, picnic sites and toilet facilities. Be confident that you can use them properly. Before long, you will see breaks in the trees leading down to small beaches along the shores. By continuing to use this website, you agree to their use. CCTV feeds show you the favorite spots of the local wildlife. You might spot the wild deer, water voles or red squirrels that call the forest home. Click on the continue button, then complete the details on the account page and we will contact you to finalize the process. Don't tell anyone, we can let you know about our newest retreats, exclusive offers, featured luxury properties and what's on. Enjoy your favorite drink from a mug decorated with an image you love. Exceptionally beautiful, but terrible road in parts. Flying over a historic woodland, you will love the unprecedented, seasonal views of the hills, valleys and highlands. Follow this trail, which can be a bit muddy in bits in the wet seasons, until you see a car park to your left about a mile up the road. From here you head on the path to the right. From here, you can pick up a range of leaflets and guides to help you find your way around. From here, you can take the loch side path for a mile until reaching a crag called Rob Roy's Prison. Here, you can learn all about the forest and its wildlife and plan your route, whether you are walking, cycling or driving, however long you have. This gorgeous area offers so much whatever the season and is well worth a visit. I faint track though the tree soon takes you out into open ground where you head steeply downhill, the tires struggling for grip as you brake on the wet grass. Ideally you want proper hiking shoes and even hiking poles for such a walk, but it can be completed without either. If an area has no article and you can send us a few hundred words about the area, pointing out its key attractions and other useful information, we would greatly appreciate it. If at the end of the evaluation period you do not contract a license for its use, you must stop using the image and destroy any copy of it. If you are looking for an adventure that will live with you and your tribe forever, you've arrived at the right place. If you are looking for the home comforts that include a wood-burning stove and a hot tub, then stay at our peaceful cabin location, which sits within the park boundaries and has mountain and loch views. If you are on the bus, take the path and cycle trail to the visitor center. If you don't receive the email, please contact us via this form. If you enjoy getting out into the mountains, then why not give something back? If you have a complaint about the editorial content which relates to inaccuracy or intrusion, then please contact the editor here. If you have photos, descriptions, contact information, social media handles, etc., if you intend to be more adventurous and head for the hills and mountains, remember, take a good map and compass. If you keep walking, you keep running into new beaches. If you like the outdoors, there are plenty of activities here. You can go hill walking, kayaking, archery, mountain biking, wild camping and much more. If you like the sound of the zip wires and would rather skip the obstacles in between, our zip line experience may be the activity for you. If you like to keep things a little easier, pop in your car and enjoy the 7-mile long forest drive which takes you past three gorgeous lochs. If you prefer to watch the wildlife rather than emulate them, then you are still in luck. If you want a bird's eye view of the forest or to leap through the canopy like a red squirrel, then this is the place to be. If you want to know what birds, animals and trees may have been seen in the area, visit the activities page and look at the nature section. If you want to stretch your legs and your map reading skills, you can try out the orienteering routes. If you're after a quiet, inexpensive break, you can't look. If you're lucky, you may glimpse 7 or 8 squirrels feeding on the permanent feeders. In the event that you are quick to fill your lungs with the freshest of air, get out on the town and investigate for the farmland walk, a swing in the trees or rent a bicycle and get off-road. In the winter you can even explore the wilderness and discover the wildlife that inhabit the mountain tops. Indulge yourself in nature's own beauty while you surround yourself with stunning highland wilderness and wildlife. It appears to end when you arrive at a boat dock, but keep hugging the coast and you see the trail continues as a proper walking trail. It looks like you're already subscribed to this list. It's a feast for the eyes whatever the season, and there's so much to see and do whether you want to just soak up the view, stroll or swing through the trees or take a steamship on a legendary loch. It's a sharp hike up road then up to the top of one of the hills. Then you can traverse across lots of the hilltops, drop down to walk around the two reservoirs. It's a very short walk to a set of stairs which take you down to the canyon floor below. It's not too bad though, and once you are at the top it's nearly all downhill for the last 3 kilometers. It's one way to guarantee you'll see some wildlife, and where else will you see Star Wars squirrels? Just let us know your email address and we'll keep you in the loop. Just to the west of the visitor center you can pick up the cycling and walking trails. Keep going till you see the sign on your left. Keep on until you eventually reach a viewpoint on the right with a strategically placed seat. Keep to the route you intended. Keep your eyes peeled for some unusual woodland sculptures too. Learn more about how you can collaborate with us. Let the company know you found their phone number. Look out for an aqueduct as you go, the trail passes beneath it. Look out for red squirrels and crossbills as you make your way through the woods. Lose yourself along the forest trails, looking for butterflies, red squirrels and redland roe deer. Much loved by Victorians who loved its romanticism, it was a popular spot for visitors, and today you can follow in their footsteps aboard the century-old steamship from which you can truly experience the Lochan landscape. On a clear day, you can also see a series of rolling hills in the distance. On mobile devices you can also zoom in further using touch gestures, pinch with 2 fingers to zoom in and out. On the off chance that you like to kick back and unwind, loosen up by the pool or appreciate an alleviating spa treatment. On the other side of the ford, the route is a bit uncertain, as there looks to be a Y junction, but the main track is to the left and heads uphill to another gate that takes you back into the forest. One of the most beautiful places on the planet, so tranquil if you go out of season you have the place all to yourself. Only 12 people are allowed per trip, so you may need to wait a while. Open now 24 hours a day, or you can sit on the terrace of the cafe and scan the forests and hills. Plenty of fire roads, but there is a fair amount of proper single track too. Just search for it and you will find it. Promoting your link also lets your audience know that you are featured on a rapidly growing travel site. Scream if you want to go faster, Zeeps. Should you not want us to share your inquiry with these partners, please state this as part of your message. So whether you are short on time or just short on thrills, check out the new zip line experience at selected locations. Speed climbing will get your competitive juices flowing as you race a friend up a 9-meter wall. Start your visit at visitor center to get your bearings and from which you can walk the easier trails. Take a peek in the wildlife hide, keep an eye out for osprey, buzzards, peregrines, red squirrel, deer and badgers and get all the information you'll need to explore further afield. Stay on this road until you reach the bridge at the waterfall and retrace your steps to the visitor center. Tackle tree-to-tree crossings on 23 different loops with zip wire to bring you back down onto the forest floor. Tell someone responsible where you are going and when you expect to return. Thank you for your interest. The long-distance footpath also passes through so you can pick this up to head deeper into the forest. The amazing places we've been, future trips we've planned and that buzz you get when you find an awesome new places. The area is rich in animals, birds, insects and plants. So listen out for chattering woodland birds and watch for a darting deer as you wind through the conifers. The cover is visually disturbing. The impressive visitor center allows you to get up close to a wide range of wildlife with live CCTV viewing. The last, big towers and jump is so scary but you have to do it. The park also offers pony treks along shady trails or gentle mountain ascents and there are many waymarked paths for you to explore the surrounding area. The priory was built in 1283 and considering much of the structure is over 700 years old, it's in really good shape, giving you a great feel for what the buildings and church must have looked like. The road is easy to follow and once past the Forestry Commission buildings turns into a dirt road and you are into the forest. The route takes you past the castle which is hidden in on towards the bridge. The star of the show is undoubtedly the osprey, which arrive in spring and pair up with their mates. But you can also see eagles, peregrines, badgers, rutting deer, and the native red squirrel, so rare elsewhere in Britain these days. The track heads away from the forest road and through the trees before reaching a gate that takes you out into open countryside. The trail will descend to the bottom of the canyon, but it isn't quite as showy here, but at least you will get a good taste of the canyon's red water without the wait. The trees clear a bit when you reach the shores, allowing views of the hills surrounding the lake. The trees have thinned a bit by this point and once over the bridge you get a wee crazy zigzag path up to the front of the pumping station. The visitor center has a wildlife watch room, where you can follow the activities of everything from ospreys to water voles. The walking trail leads you through a forest while hugging the beautiful shoreline. There are also unusual seats and shelters where you can catch your breath and enjoy the views. There is a water sports center on the loch side where you can hire boats. There's a picnic site and toilets here too if you fancy a break to soak up the incredible scenery. There's a resting point at the end, where you can watch woodland birds, red squirrels and If you're lucky, spot an osprey fishing in the summer. There's a squirrel hide at the visitor center where you can sit and watch the red squirrels and, if you're lucky, some pine martens. These are the lines and routes that have stops nearby. Want to see if there's another route that gets you there at an earlier time? This 3-mile circular walk takes you around the trail from the excellent visitor center. This amount is subject to change until you make payment. This authorization does not allow you to make any use in final materials or products or make it available to third parties for use or distribution by any means. This gives you a chance to bound through the trees like a squirrel, and you can enjoy a whole new perspective on the forest. This is a great place for a picnic and you can watch for waterbirds and perhaps even an osprey fishing. This is mostly out in the open and returns you to a position about the bridge. This is part of the Victorian water supply from Loch Katrine to Glasgow and you can see one of the pumping stations up ahead. This isn't a walk for everyone but it was enjoyable and there is always a sense of satisfaction from the thrill of reaching the top and reflecting on what you achieved. The top for us was only 1,009 feet high and this may seem like a small climb, but for us it was a fun and rewarding challenge. This route is best run in an anti-clockwise direction if you want to do the single track descent. This stuff will make you a goddamn sexual tyrannosaurus, just like me. This was like a wooden arch where you pulled at the ropes and rang bells, making all sorts of musical sounds. Turn right and you are back on course. Unless you plan on going much further than we did, we'd recommend turning around after the bathrooms. Unless, of course, you count the map in my pocket, but who looks at them? Use the tabs on the right of this page to see other parts of this entry. If you have found this information useful, please consider making a donation to help maintain and improve this resource. Very affordable break if you have a tent. Various views on the first down. Very beautiful and immersive, but quite a tricky path if you are not so mobile. Views from just outside the village. Visitors to your site will appreciate you offering them help with planning their vacation. Watch out for jays and crossbills in the trees as you go and look for damselflies near the lochan. Watch the ospreys and other wildlife up close at the visitor center. We also use third-party cookies that help us analyze and understand how you use this website. We did a circular walkway marked with red posts. You need to know this before you get there because, unfortunately, the information board has disappeared. We encourage you to contact the individual parking operators to verify the information. We go where you like to go and to the best and most beautiful places guaranteed. We have a wildlife room where you can watch live and recorded footage of ospreys and squirrels. We have an on-site cafe inside the visitor center where you can grab a bite to eat. We love them and we know you do too. We may receive commission if your application for credit is successful. The commission does not affect the amount you will pay under your agreement. We suggest that you keep walking until your kids need a break, then stop at the next beach for a well-deserved break and some fun on the sand. We took the Red Route, a circuit trail which is just under 7 kilometers long and takes around 112 hours to complete depending on how many photo and sniffing stops you factor in en route. Well, assume you're okay with this, but you can opt out if you wish. We've had hundreds of emails from you complaining about this, asking us to take steps to ensure that these people aren't given a platform on our site. What walks would you recommend for a family who enjoy quiet but challenging walks? When it is time for a break from your exploring, there is a lovely cafe on site where you can get a snack or a hot meal. When the road forks at a junction, keep left, continuing uphill until you reach a crossroads. When you reach the activity center, the track forks. Whether it's spending a week on a beach, taking a city break or climbing a mountain, you will find inspiration for your next trip here. Whether you come for the peace and quiet, or for an activity-filled day, this beautiful park is unforgettable. Whether you're an experienced golfer looking for a challenge or you just want to enjoy a leisurely 9 holes, you have plenty of choice. Within these acres, you can find mountains, loch woods, forests and moorlands. Would you believe it? Worth checking out the website before you set off, as they often close it so their workers tear down some of the most beautiful parts. Would you also like to gain free access to the full features? You are commenting using your Facebook account. You are commenting using your Google account. You are commenting using your Twitter account. You are now back on the road you started on. You don't even need your own bike, as you can hire one at the pier before you board the boat. You don't need to download an individual bus app or train app. You inquire, we discuss the price for your individual requirements. You may use this image for up to 30 days following download evaluation period, for your internal review and evaluation only. You pay when you get on the island. You should wear sensible clothes that you don't mind getting muddy. You soon come to the junction where the first navigational error was made, so you know you don't have far to go before you reach the gate and make the final right turn to head into the car park. You soon get your first views as the trees to your left clear, and then you come across another small burn which can be easily crossed. Your data can be shared in order to know you better and sending you marketing offers with your consent. Will you spot the mirage foxes, a mirrored eagle and some brave red squirrels fighting back against the greys?